Watch the moment Artemis II blasts into space. Trump leaves key questions unanswered as he seeks to calm nerves over Iran war. Magnitude 7.4 earthquake hits off Indonesia, killing one. Israel intensifies, Lebanon attacks and hits areas not in Hezbollah's control. Utah teen identified as victim of serial killer Ted Bundy. U.S. Supreme Court appears skeptical of Trump plan to limit birthright citizenship. Mass robo-taxi malfunction halts traffic in Chinese city. Families cram into Greek court for trial into deadliest train crash. Devastated Italians reckon with third apocalypse of World Cup failure. Explosions at Burundi ammunition depot kill civilians, witnesses say. Brazil judge blocks Sugarloaf Mountain zipline. South African army arrive in crime hotspots to help tackle gangs. Iran war economic shocks will last months, says Australia's PM, Megan Thee Stallion, taken to hospital during Moulin Rouge performance. DR Congo declares national holiday after reaching World Cup for first time in 52 years. Divorced couples in Japan can now share custody of their children. U.S. journalist Shelley Kittleson kidnapped in Baghdad. My six-year-old has nosebleeds. Chiang Mai air pollution sparks health fears. Israel says it will keep control over part of southern Lebanon after war with Hezbollah ends. Thousands lose their jobs in deep cuts at tech giant Oracle. Judge temporarily halts construction of Trump's White House ballroom. We go for all humanity, emotional moment as Artemis II blasts off. What do Trump's latest comments on leaving NATO mean for the alliance? Peter Magyar, the former Orban ally vying for power in Hungary. You're no longer my sister. Rows erupt as war divides Iranian families. China is trying to play peacemaker in the Iran war. Will it work? Moonshots and merch, what it's like to be on Florida's space coast ahead of Artemis launch. Billion plus people, 3 million officials, 33 questions. India begins huge census. A million things could go wrong. Why seizing Iran's uranium would be so risky for the U.S. Asia's migrant workers debate if Gulf jobs are worth deadly risk of Iran war. Who are the Artemis II astronauts heading to the moon? How Pakistan won over Trump to become an unlikely mediator in the Iran war? After sex abuse claims, activists and lawmakers rethink Cesar Chavez. Day shock, sadness, and relief in town at center of Australia's seven-month manhunt for Desi Freeman. First stop, the moon. Next stop, Mars. Why NASA's mission matters. Watch the moment Artemis II blasts into space on historic mission. It's phenomenal. Excitement in Florida ahead of Artemis launch. Inside NASA's moon spacesuit lab ahead of Artemis launch. How Australia's seven-month-long manhunt came to an end. Hundreds in Beirut mourn journalists killed in Israeli strike. Oil jumps over 5% after Trump says U.S. to keep up attacks on Iran. Gold snaps four-day winning streak after Trump's speech signals Iran escalation. DHS cancels policy requiring secretary to review contracts over $100,000. Trump threatens to hit Iran extremely hard over next 2 to 3 weeks. Oil prices rebound above 105's B-biller after Trump vows to hit Iran extremely hard. Trump says U.S. has plenty of jet fuel for Europe. Market disagrees. Australia to offer businesses $693 million in cheap loans to ease fuel cost pressure. Oil prices retreat from 2022 levels as Trump says Iran asked for a ceasefire. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 1.06%. Morgan Stanley's top Japan IT and software stocks for growth. Chinese pork stocks rise as government signals continued frozen reserve purchases. NASA launches 4 astronauts on world's first crewed lunar mission in half a century. Singapore charges one more individual with AI chip fraud. Australia hits gambling advertising. Advocates say not hard enough. Mitsubishi Heavy shares rise as Artemis moon mission takes off successfully. Asia stocks dip as Trump flags Iran war escalation. S-Korea leads losses.